Hello and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry.
And my name is Jonathan Brocklehurst. It's our aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future issues.
So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet. Hello and welcome back to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global real feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton, your host for the day, and I hope you've had a fantastic time over the past week using your feet for some extraordinary things. If you have just snuck in after the last show that you were watching, maybe this is the show that you have tuned in to listen to, and if so, thank you so much for choosing to. I hope you'll find it useful. We go through the show today with various songs that may be slightly relevant to whatever we're going to be talking about. And we normally have topics that are going to be relevant to you, the listener, to help you to look after your feet in the best possible way. Basically, to be able to keep using your feet for as long as possible throughout your life. So this show aims to talk about all the different things that can go wrong with your feet. And a few weeks ago, we talked about the actual foot structure, because I believe it's important for people to grasp just how important their feet are, yes, but how complex they are as well. Because the average person does think of their feet as being no more than plates of meat, as the Cockney slang goes. And yet they are so much more complex than that and so much more important. I've mentioned before in this show how many bones you have in your feet. So you have 26 bones in each foot. That's 52 in the 2 feet, which is a quarter of the bones of your body are in your feet. And then they have various activities to do. They might have different, over the years, different weights to support, different things that you're going to try and put them through. So maybe you're a skateboarder, maybe you're a dancer, maybe you are a runner. Maybe you just use them for walking and commuting and just living your life, doing your shopping, whatever it might be. But you rely on them to get you from A to B every single day. And sometimes they just don't continue to do it. They don't outlast you. You outlast them and you end up with a problem. And that's what we see in our clinics as podiatrists. And the vast majority of patients that I see, when questioned about it, will say that, you know what, I just wish I knew about what you guys can do earlier. Because there's a lot of things we can do to help you prevent problems. And some of it is just listening to what we say on the show here. There's a lot of things we say on this show which will help you to prevent future problems. Sometimes you'll need to see a professional, see a podiatrist to be able to prevent those problems, because it's all very well listening to the advice we give, but action sometimes needs to be taken. And sometimes that's action you can take yourself, but quite often it's action that involves a professional checking you out, making sure that you are okay, making sure your feet are fit for purpose. You do that every 6 months or so with your teeth, making sure they're okay, making sure there's no problems developing. And yet our feet, the majority of us go through life without giving them a second thought, no checkups at all, until there is a problem. And even then, actually, in my experience over the years, quite often we get people coming into us and saying, yeah, I've got this foot pain. And when we look into the history a bit more, it turns out that they've had it for maybe 6 months, 8 months. Yeah, people can limp around with a foot problem expecting it to get better. And yet sometimes it does, but more often than not, that foot problem, if it hasn't been caused by a freak accident, that foot problem more often than not is caused by the way the foot is working, and that ain't going to change necessarily unless you do something to change it. And that usually involves a podiatrist giving you some exercises maybe, or maybe some offloading devices, or maybe some insoles to try and change the way your foot's working. So this show, as I said, is all about empowering you to be able to look after your feet, making sure that you know what to do to keep them healthy. So what are we going to be talking about this week? Well, I try to get things that are a little bit topical, and I was thinking, well, what's happening this week? This show airs on the 7th of November, and some of you actually may, if you listen carefully to some of the background noise, I'm actually recording this in the evening of the 5th of November, and as becomes apparent later on in the show, for those of you who don't live in this country, you'll know the significance of the 5th of November. But you may hear the old bang, put it that way. I'm not in the middle of a war or anything like that. It's fireworks going off, and you'll hear a little bit more about why that is. So that's the theme that I've chosen for this week. We'll be talking about some things which, in my mind, are somewhat related.
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on, and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You've been listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio,
your global real feel-good radio station. So thank you for listening, and let's continue with the show.
But back to this week. What is this week going to see? Well, I know many of my listeners are over in the USA, but I just want to focus on my neck of the woods, so the UK. And over here in the UK, we have a celebration at this time of year. It's a bit of a crazy celebration if you think about it, really. But it's called Bonfire Night, and it is on November the 5th. There is the song that kids would have sung in days gone by, and I suppose some do still today, and that is Remember, Remember the 5th of November. And it's all about remembering a plot to blow up the Houses of Parliament. And this happened many years ago, back in 1605. That's right, my American listeners, that's about 170 years before the USA was actually formed with the Declaration of Independence. Now, I'm not a historian at all, but I know some of you Americans do love the English history and love coming over here and seeing what we have. Apparently, in 1603, Queen Elizabeth I died, and English Catholics had been persecuted under her reign. And it was hoped that the successor, James I, would be more tolerant of Catholicism. However, he didn't turn out to be that way. And in 1605, or possibly earlier than that, they started plotting. 13 young men started to plot to try and kill the king. And what they plotted to do was to blow up the Houses of Parliament whilst the king was going to be in there. And they got hold of, I think it's 36 barrels of gunpowder, and they stored them in a cellar just under the House of Lords. Nowadays, of course, we would call people like that terrorists, definitely extremists as well. And it seems a bit strange in some ways that we celebrate this night when it's actually all about an act like that. Anyway, the plot was foiled. It went wrong. It didn't happen. They were found out. And it was a chap called Guy Fawkes, I guess he's one of the 13, although maybe not the actual ringleader. He was found in the cellar on the night of November the 5th when the plot was foiled. And as a result, he was caught, he was tortured, and he was executed. Now, most of the country were really excited at the thought that this plot had been foiled. They were pleased that their king had been saved. And on that night, they lit bonfires to celebrate the safety of the king. And since then, November the 5th has become known as Bonfire Night. And every year, it gets remembered by people all across the UK. We light bonfires. We have fireworks. People will make effigies of Guy Fawkes and put this effigy on the bonfire and burn it with the bonfire, which is a bit of a, yeah, I'm not so sure whether we did it as a kid, but I don't know quite whether I would condone that, to be honest. I think there's enough bad stuff going on in the world as it is. So that's where Bonfire Night comes from, up and down the land on November the 5th. And actually, we have obviously big celebrations, shows organised for the public displays, which are organised. And usually that's the weekend before and the weekend afterwards. So the fireworks actually don't just happen on November the 5th. They happen all around. And anybody with pets will know that it's a horrible time of year for them. We've got two cats who get a little bit spooked by all the noises, the bangs and the whistles and whatever, the fireworks. Anyway, why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about it because that's the time of year it is. But I wanted to make the link. Okay, I wanted to make the link to a couple of things. And we will do some of them in this show and we'll do some of them in the next show. So the two shows around November the 5th. And this show, we're going to be talking about the bonfire side of things. Yeah, what? What are you thinking? Not more talk about bonfires. Well, the link I want to make is that some people do suffer from burning feet. And that's what I want to look into. I want us to talk a little bit about burning feet and some of the things that can cause it. We're only going to scratch the surface because there's a lot of things that can cause it and we won't have time to go in detail into all of them. But as I've said many times before, if it's something that strikes a chord with you, something you want to hear more about, then do get in touch. You can contact us at contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. contact@circlepodiatry, that's spelled podiatry.co.uk. Just drop us a line, let us know what you want to hear more about, and we will endeavour to do that. If you've got any personal questions you want to ask, I'll see what I can do regarding that. If you want to come and see me, you can come and see me at one of my clinics in London or in Surrey, then do get in touch. You can go to our website, which is Circle Podiatry, podiatry.co.uk, and we'd be more than happy to see you in clinic and look into your symptoms and try and help you out. Before we go into the details that I've just talked about, what I would like to do is just to play a song for you. And the appropriately named song is Bonfire Heart, and the artist is James Blunt. I hope you enjoy it.
Your mouth is a revolver, found bullets in the sky. Your love is like a soldier, loyal till you die. And I've been looking at the stars for a long, long time. I've been putting out fires all my life. Everybody wants a flame, they don't wanna get burned. And today is our turn. Days like these lead to nights like this lead to love like ours. You light the spark in my bonfire heart. People like us, we don't need that much. Just someone that starts the spark in our bonfire hearts. This world is getting colder, strangers passing by. No one offers you a shoulder, no one looks you in the eye. But I've been looking at you for a long, long time. Just trying to break through, trying to make you mine. Everybody wants a flame, they don't want to get burned. Well, today is our turn. Days like these lead to nights like this lead to love like ours. You light the spark in my bonfire heart. People like us, we don't need that much. Just someone that starts the spark in our bonfire heart. Someone that starts the spark in our bonfire hearts. Days like these lead to nights like this lead to love like ours. You light the spark in my bonfire heart.
That was Bonfire Night by James Blunt. You're listening to the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that song. The reason we played it was because the 5th of November in the UK is called Bonfire Night. And so, as bonfires are used to burn up things, I thought that our topic today would be burning sensations in your feet. Now, you may just think, yes, you have a burning sensation, or no, you don't have a burning sensation. But actually, there are very many reasons, causes for burning sensation in the feet. And we see many people coming into our clinics who complain of that. When they have a pain of some sort, we always ask them what type of pain it is. And you'd be amazed by how many different types of pain you can get. And people suddenly feel like, oh my goodness, I never knew there were so many different types of pain. Well, burning is just one of them, and that's the one we're going to look at today. Some of the causes of it, and you know, in some places I might throw in a little bit of advice as well on how to deal with it. But the burning sensation itself, what are some of the causes of it? Well, I compiled a list, and the list is in excess of 20 different causes of burning sensation that can come in your feet. Some are more serious than others, and certainly some more common than others. And we're going to go through the various ones. And if you've got a burning sensation, then you know, don't go jumping straight away to conclusions that you've got the worst one of these. You may have a very mild cause of it, or there may be something more serious that it's worth knowing about. And certainly it is a thing that is best out in the open, best to know the situation rather than just carrying on living with the burning sensation, not knowing what the cause is. Now, before I go into some of these weird and wonderful causes of burning sensation in your feet, I suppose really we ought to just make a point that it could, of course, be the fact that they are burning. So you could have exposed them to way too much sunshine. You could have exposed them to a fire, putting them up in front of the fire too close during the winter. You could have had them on top of a hot water bottle too hot, or on top of an electric blanket that's switched up too high. So assuming you haven't been exposed to extremes of temperature, either by relaxing on that sunny beach or shivering in the cold and putting your feet too close to something warm, assuming you haven't been actually burnt, what are some of the other causes of a burning sensation in the feet? Well, one of the most common causes is a thing called neuropathy. And neuropathy itself can be broken down into lots of other different reasons why you might have neuropathy. Let's start with probably the most common, and it's something which we see in clinic a lot. So we quite often have people coming in complaining of a burning sensation. And when we do, our number one suspicion is usually diabetes. Diabetes can affect your nerves, all of your nerves actually, not just your sensory nerves, but it can affect the other ones as well. But in this case, it's the sensory nerves that we're concerned about. And if it affects them, it can create the hypersensitivity in them. It can create this burning sensation within them. So if you come in with that, it's quite likely that we would get you tested for diabetes. And if you're getting that burning sensation, then that's one of the things that maybe you would suggest to your GP, having tests for diabetes. It's thought that about 60 to 70% of people with diabetes have some sort of nerve damage. And the increased risk is there if you are also obese, if you have high blood pressure, if you drink alcohol, not just little bits, but yeah, in excess. And if you smoke cigarettes, all of those things are risk factors, which when added into the mix with diabetes are made more likely to cause peripheral neuropathy. Other things you might feel along with this burning sensation are sometimes you might feel like you're wearing a tight sock around the foot. You might feel some tingling in your hands and feet. Sometimes people complain of sharp pains, stabbing pains, shooting pains. They also might feel that there's some weakness and heaviness in the feet, in the arms and the legs. And also, sometimes you can actually lose the ability to sweat, but sometimes in the early stages, actually, it can increase the amount of sweating that takes place. If any of that's ringing a bell with you, with your symptoms or your loved one's symptoms, then I would suggest getting tested for diabetes if you haven't already been tested. If you have and you have diabetes, then make sure your blood control is as good as possible. Your blood sugars are as healthy as possible, and that should help. I know from when I was living with diabetes that you can actually get some very strange sensations when your blood sugars are high, and that's a sort of transient neuropathy that can come on. If you abuse that for too long and have high blood sugars for too long, then it does become an irreversible neuropathy, which I think you'll agree we don't really want. Okay, let's look at the second cause we're going to be talking about. And the second cause we're going to be talking about, this burning sensation, is to do with alcohol. Now, on our new patient forms, we have a section at the very bottom where it just asks you, you know, how many cigarettes you smoke a day and how much alcohol you have. And we can pretty much guess that whatever anyone puts down, you can normally times it by 3 or 4 to get a better picture of how much they do drink, unless, of course, they are teetotal. And again, with alcohol, that nerve sensation, the burning sensation, can often be transient in the early stages. So you can drink a lot and you can get the burning sensation and then you stop drinking and it goes away. Or if you've been drinking for a longer amount of time, if your alcoholism or your heavy use of alcohol has been going on for some time, then sometimes that can become irreversible and you do get this burning sensation ongoing. So as a rule of thumb, drink in moderation. And you should prevent alcohol-related neuropathy forming. So let's just run through some of the other causes of burning sensation or potential causes of burning sensation in your feet. Another one we're going to look at is Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease, otherwise called CMT. It's a pretty common inherited nerve disease. In so much as it's one of the more common ones. It's only one in every 2,500 people, but if you're unlucky enough to get it, then it can be quite nasty. It affects the nerves that control muscles, and it's a progressive disease. It gradually gets worse. One of the first symptoms is this burning sensation that we're talking about, sometimes connected with pins and needles in the feet or even the hands. And it can mean that you get a bit clumsy as well. And over time, your muscles can weaken also. Now, as I go through this list, I don't want you to panic and think you've got, you know, 19 out of the 20 causes of your burning sensation. But I do want to empower you, if you like, to be aware that there are lots of different reasons why you could be feeling it. And if you are going to go and see a consultant, a GP, about it, that then you can perhaps ask some appropriate questions. And you can also, of course, look up some of these conditions and see a little bit more about the symptoms yourself to see if the other symptoms going along with the burning fit your particular condition. Let's have a look at another one, the small fiber sensory neuropathy, SFSN. This is a painful neuropathy. And it affects the feet and is often a burning sensation that you get. You can also lose your feeling in your feet, so you get numbness, and then just get sudden short stabs of pain. The small nerve fibers in your body have a sheath, a protective coat, if you like, of a substance called myelin, and it protects, covers these nerve fibers. And in this situation, in small fiber sensory neuropathy, you lose some of that myelin protection over them. The cause isn't really known, although actually it can be associated with diabetes. The next one, we get a few cases in of this from time to time, and it's called CRPS, and that stands for Complex Regional Pain Syndrome. It occurs in a foot, a hand, a limb, and it occurs usually after an injury or maybe some surgery. So there's been some trauma to the part of the body. And usually the pain is very intense, more intense than you would imagine from the original injury that triggered it. And it can be a burning sensation, which is linked in with swelling and sometimes changes in your colour and the feel of your skin. Next up on my list is erythromelalgia. And erythromelalgia is a rare condition. It can cause periods of burning pain and redness in the feet. And sometimes also it can affect your hands, your arms, your legs, your ears, face. All of those areas can be affected. It also can start in childhood, from early childhood actually, but it's not limited to that. It can have to start at any age really. And characteristic of this is that quite often the symptoms are triggered by an increase in your body temperature. So when you're exercising, for example, if you're wearing a very warm clothing, if you're in a very warm room, things like that can trigger it off. It is a pretty rare condition. Next up, neuropathy can be caused by nutritional deficiencies. And actually, I was reading that in World War II, nearly one third of American prisoners of war in the Pacific experienced burning feet syndrome caused by poor nutrition. Nowadays, of course, in most parts of the world, we have good nutrition. Or maybe I shouldn't say good, but we have better nutrition. We're not short of food to eat. In some areas of the world, though, that isn't the case, and it is still seen there. And one of the things, particularly in the developed world, that we do see this problem is with a deficiency of vitamin B, and particularly vitamin B12, which can cause this burning sensation when you are deficient in it. So that's something else you could ask your GP to test you for, is vitamin B12 deficiency. And that's a relatively easy thing to deal with and have injections from time to time of it. Some of you may have been diagnosed with a thing called hypothyroidism. This is where the thyroid is not producing enough thyroxin. You can be an underactive thyroid. And that can also cause problems with your nerves, and you can get that sensation in your feet, that burning sensation, if you have that. Maybe you are being controlled with thyroxin as a drug to relieve the symptoms, and maybe you're not taking enough of it, so that again could increase your risk of getting that burning sensation. You may also get some fatigue, some weight gain, and dry skin along with that. Now, one category of causes of neuropathy that we shouldn't forget is diseases, so infections that can cause it. And one of the most common, probably the least scary, but one of the most common is athlete's foot. Athlete's foot is a fungal infection. You can get it in between your toes. You can get it in the arch of the foot. Its proper name is tinea pedis, and it can affect your skin anywhere really on your feet, can affect other parts of the body as well. So do be careful. You don't want to get it on your hands. You don't want to get it in other damp environments around your body. Generally, you can see your podiatrist, see your pharmacist, get a chemical cream, spray, powder of antifungal agents that can tackle this. Sometimes you might need something stronger, prescribed medicine of some sort. And sometimes it involves not just taking the medicine, because obviously the infection is around in your shoes, in your environment. Sometimes it does mean taking things to a different level and trying to really get rid of the fungus in the environment that your foot is living in. And let's face it, the perfect environment for fungus is somewhere that is damp, warm, and dark. And of course, where better than in your shoes?
We're going to take a quick break from the show now, so please don't go away. It's just time for our station sponsors to share a message about their product. Please hang on, and we'll be back in just a minute to continue the show.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz. Part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That was an ad from our station sponsors. You've been listening to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio,
your global real feel-good radio station. So thank you for listening, and let's continue with
the show. Slightly more scary infections that can cause neuropathy are shingles, syphilis, HIV, and Lyme disease. Lyme disease, we did an actual show on this some time ago. You get that when you're bitten by a tick that has the infection, and it can be quite a nasty disease actually for people, and one of those sensations can be that burning. A couple more of the big causes can be kidney disease. We don't want to dwell on that too much. It's something which is pretty nasty. It comes again, can come with diabetes, but it can come for other reasons as well. And in that, toxins build up in your blood, and that can lead to this burning sensation in the extremities particularly. Peripheral arterial disease is another one. Peripheral arterial disease is a narrowing of the arteries that bring the blood into the legs and the feet. And the symptoms can be very similar to peripheral neuropathy, and actually over time can cause peripheral neuropathy. And burning is one of those sensations. Often as you walk along and your body is using up the oxygen in the blood in the tissues, and there's not enough blood getting back in there, that can trigger it as well. And particularly if you get it in the calf muscles as well, then that is a thing that's called intermittent claudication, and that's quite, it's showing that there's quite a serious degree of peripheral arterial disease there. If you're getting it with your feet lying down in bed, then that's a thing called rest pain, which is particularly a sign that your peripheral arterial disease is quite extreme. By that stage, you really are probably going to be already under someone's professional care. And if you're not, you need to get the GP to refer you for some vascular tests pretty swiftly. So we mentioned the kidneys there, talking about them getting toxins out of the blood. Toxins actually can be another cause. So some of the drugs that we take, so you can drugs that you can take, for example, chemotherapy, which can have quite dramatic effects on the body and on the extremities particularly. And people can lose sensation in their feet during that period, and it takes months to come back. Sometimes it doesn't ever seem to come back properly. So certainly chemotherapy is something. There are other medications as well. Some of the ones for HIV can also cause that. So a chemical cause of burning sensation in your feet. Another condition which can affect the feet and sensation of burning and pins and needles and numbness in it is Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it's a quite serious condition, thankfully something that is treatable, but it can be quite serious. And symptoms can sometimes spread up the arms and legs, and it can even cause difficulty with breathing, with walking, with moving, and with swallowing. And if it gets to that stage, then you really need to treat it as really, really important to go and get seen as an emergency. Other ones I'll just mention in passing are vasculitis and sarcoidosis, which also can cause it. A couple of other ones which are a bit more common for us to see is just simple, plain old chilblains. And it's this time of year when we often see people coming in. Not so often now with chilblains because of central heating in our country and the fact that generally our environment is warmer and we can wrap up warmer. But in days gone old, when people used to put their feet up in front of the fire coming in from the cold, that's when it would trigger a chilblain response, and that can have a very strong burning sensation. Some people suffer from a thing called Raynaud's syndrome as well, Raynaud's disease, and that's where your blood vessels go into spasm when they get cold, and sometimes after that you can get a burning sensation again as they warm up. Another thing I ought to mention is that the way you walk can also cause a burning sensation. So you know how you can get a blister if you do excessive walking for some people. Sometimes, actually, the formation of callus can create a burning sensation under the foot, particularly in the ball of the foot. And sometimes, actually, the way the foot works as you walk creates a twist in the foot as you are on the ball of it. So as you're getting ready to push off, the heel swings in and the forefoot swings out, and there's this twisting motion going on. Often you can actually see, if you want to see whether you're likely to be doing it, you could always video yourself, of course, but you can often see it on the soles of the shoes, a circular wear mark, this circular pattern on the sole of a shoe that indicates usually that you are doing this twist. We call it an abductory twist as you walk. And there are things we can do as podiatrists to try and help you to walk more normally. And that could be the cause of your discomfort, of your burning sensation as you walk more. So that's a pretty hefty number of causes of burning sensation in the feet. And I'm sure that there are others as well. I'm probably going to have some colleagues contact me after hearing this, and they'll be saying, oh, you forgot that and you forgot this. And I haven't got time to go into more details on the symptoms and the ins and outs of all these different diseases. Some of them probably we will cover as separate topics in the future. But for now, I just wanted to give you an indication of some of the things that are out there that could be causing your burning sensation in your feet. And also to give those of you that haven't got that burning sensation an idea of just how many different things can affect our feet and how complex they are. And if you've got a problem, go and see a professional, go and see a podiatrist who will be able to look at what your symptoms are, take your history, that's so critical, take your history and work out what's going on. And I would encourage you, before you go and see a podiatrist, to actually make that history, to write it down on a bit of paper. And if you start getting sensations, you know, start making a real diary of when it's bad, what eases it, what worsens it, because that can really help your practitioner to home in on what the causes are. I hope it's been helpful. I know that the burning sensation in your feet can be really debilitating. It can be keep you up at night. It can be really horrible, both for you and for your partner as well. If you're miserable, then they probably will be too. And I hope that it's given you some ideas of routes to pursue to see if anything is particularly causing your burning sensation. Most of all, I hope you do find the result you need. If you want to book in with a podiatrist, find one local to you, go to the College of Podiatry website at www.cop.org.uk. That is over here in the UK. Otherwise, do look out for a podiatrist local to you in your area. More than happy to see you myself. Our website is www.circlepodiatry.co.uk, and we'll be more than happy to help you there. And if you've got any questions that you want to do, you can contact me via Circle Podiatry and drop us an email. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know your situation. Maybe you want to come on the show and share your experience of your burning foot pain or of some other foot issue, and we'd be more than happy to have you on the show. That's pretty much time up for today, so have a fantastic week ahead. We're going to play out with a song by an artist who is brilliant in my view, and his name is Meatloaf, and the song is Out of the Frying Pan and Into the Fire. Have a fantastic week, and if you're in the UK, enjoy Bonfire Night. Keep safe, and God bless.
the city, you see the walking wounded and the living dead. It's never been this hot and I've never been so bored, and breathing is just no fun anymore. And then I saw you like a summer dream, and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said.
I saw you like a summer dream, and you're the answer to every prayer that I ever said.
You can feel the pulse of the pavement racing like a runaway horse. The subways are steaming and the skin of the streets is a gleaming with sweat. I see you sitting on the steps outside, you are looking so restless and reckless and lost. I think it's time for you to come inside, I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget.
I think it's time for you to come inside, I'll be waiting here with something that you'll never forget.
Into the fire, and I wanna take you out.
that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those legs and feet moving, and don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.